χρόνια μέλη αλλά βρήκε. Μέλη αλλά βρήκε η πέμπτη. Για να κύρι, για να γύαν, για να γιόντο, για να δόντ. Εν τα νάτα να άμπολε η κορόμπα, τα τρόβολ τα άγρα. My name is Vanessa and I come from Sherbeek. One of my boys was 17 years old in SCL when he died. Bit hard to take, but then death in custody hasn't stopped since the time of colonisation in this country. Here we have the colonizers' mentors standing in front of us as idols in this country. We never had idols. Why didn't we have Dundley up there? One of the men that were incarcerated here in this country, here in Brisbane. We had a whole heap of them here in Brisbane. Going back to 1824, in the settlement, in the colonial settlement of Moreton Bay, a penal settlement. We have no justice in this country. We don't have human rights in this country. People who come into this country can commit crimes against Aboriginal people. They should be sent back to their mother's country or their homeland, even if it's an island. Send them back to their island home. Send them, imprison them in our country. Send them back to where they come from, the same way they brought their rubbish to Australia. Their rubbish should go back to where their genes come from. Back there. Don't put them in our prisons. Send them home to their mother's mother's country or their father's father's country. This colonial society hasn't changed. The government hasn't changed. The faces might, but the things remain the same.
Assistant State Secretary of the LHMN, Elder Graham, emphasized 3 points in her speech.
So the LHMU and myself are calling on the Premier and the government to, one, seek an independent review of Leanne Clare's decision, two, ask for a CMC investigation into the conduct of police in the investigation who apparently socialised with the police officers they were investigating. Three, implement the other recommendations from the coroner about police training and amending legislation to ensure that arrest is the last resort.
Next voice is Mr. Murungi's cousin, Alec Dumazy. He accused the state and federal government by calling them racist.
I gotta say something about my race to my racist. Our race, the Aboriginal race. We, as a race, are too forgiving. I sit back every day and watch our people go through hardships and we take it on our chin. And we still stand up. And a lot of our people walk around with their head down in sorrow because they're scared. But we are too forgiving. We are too understanding. We always play the poor bugger me black fellow all the time. It's just too much. I can't take that anymore. You know what? We're such a kind race. We're so kindness. People like the Beattie government, people like the Howard government, mainstream white Australia, racist people, use our love and kindness against us every day. From the time they turned up here and our ancestors met Captain Cook, they shot him in the head. They used our kindness against us. They always do it. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of playing the poor bugger black for me. I want to stand up. I want to stand up and be counted. Where are my black knights at? Where are my African warriors at? Where are you? Where are my black knights at? Stand up and be counted. Where are you? Come here. Stand up here. Look. Here.
After the outrageous speeches in Queen's Park, about 600 people marched on George Street, and protesters expressed their anger again with an Aboriginal dancing and burning a Queensland flag outside Parliament House. Premier Peter Beattie visited Palm Island on the same day to talk with the Palm Island Council and the people. Reporting on ABC, Mr. Beattie said, that DPP's decision is still out of his hands, but he has offered to fly Murungi's family to Brisbane to discuss with the DPP. But Mr. Beattie was abused by protesters, and they said they couldn't accept it. Hideki Kubo, CCN Online.